From this point forward, North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Interim Director Daryl Richeson says most areas only average a couple inches of rain in October. Richeson is leaning towards average to below average precipitation before the ground begins to freeze.
You know, we live in a semi-arid place, and so frequently one storm makes the difference between it being wet or dry. If it misses you, you're dry, and if it hits you, you're oftentimes wet. You know, the analogs, the past years that are very similar to this, a vast majority of those falls finished, you know, cooler and drier than average. We do have two or three systems coming through in the next 10 days to finish this month, but I think after that, you know, I think overall it does not look that it would be necessarily a wet fall widespread.
In recent years, the fall months have been warmer than average in the northern plains. However, Richeson is calling for more average temperatures this year.
You know, and one of the reasons was this thing called the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation that I talk about in some of my shows. That is negative now. And historically, when that's negative, we tend to have more colder than average falls than warmer than average falls. When it's positive, like it has been lately, it's been the opposite. So I've been, you know, some of the talks I've been giving, I go, this might be a fall that might not be bitterly cold. I'm not saying that, but, you know, more average fall.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.